Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Hammy, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 650 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden. This week I'm joined via Zoom for the first time ever, using the Zoom for the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm joined by Nettie Kraft of Verge Theater Company, and we're going to talk about their cabaret idea that's coming up for them this summer. So we'll get into that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Do you like what you hear? You got a thought about it? You want to express that thought? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableDS, @ inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So, let's get on with the interview.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play,
in the gutter, of course. Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
All right, so welcome, IDSers. I'm joined by Nettie Kraft of Verge Theater Company on Zoom. This is our first Zoom meeting for the Inexplicable Dumb Show. So welcome, Nettie. How are you? How's it going?
Hey.
All that good stuff.
You know, it's going. Yeah.
No other choice, right?
You know, I started to feel very British about things recently, like, you know, World War II Britain, with the sort of like, okay, well, just keep calm and carry on, like chocolate, carry water, see what happens and let go of what doesn't.
Right. Well, that's all you can do, really, you know?
Yep.
Wear your mask, wash your hands, and take care of yourself.
Yeah.
So we're talking because obviously if we were listening to this podcast, we know that we're a theater-based company, and this is really slashed into way theater was done and probably will be slashing into way theater will be done in the future, I imagine, for a fair amount of time. So everybody's kind of scrambled to the video stuff, but you guys have an interesting project. So why don't you tell me what you guys got going on for Verge Theater Company coming up?
Sure. Well, you know, the difference, there's some pretty huge differences, of course, between the live performance aspect of theater and then, you know, televised or transmitted mediums. But they've always flirted with each other and played around. And so we were trying to decide, since one of Verge's main things is like making sure that, you know, people who are artists who are either just starting out or typically find things closed off to them can find a path in to some art so that they can kind of keep their little candles alive inside. And, but, you know, a lot of people also are like, well, I don't, you know, I don't want to tape a movie, or I don't want to, you know, the play isn't meant to be done that way. And I totally have to respect that. And then, you know, you've got the copyright issue. And we're like, how do we blend all of these new realities and come up with something that still feels like theater, but also is possible in this time? How do we take care of each other and maintain the distance and maintain the integrity of the storytelling? And so Jackie Judding came up with this idea about doing a, you know, a like a cabaret. She really nailed it. And I was describing it to people. So Jackie's a lot classier than I am, and I love that about her. And she, you know, she's describing it as a cabaret, and you know, that she, you know, she and other directors would come in and work if somebody wanted to work some non-copyrighted material. And then we're like, well, let's give them a prompt. So I just, you know, I admit it, randomly came up with the word Idaho, but I'm going to stand by it because I think it's evocative. Idaho can be a place, it can be a feeling, it can be a state of mind, it can be the trip you had there, it can be the place you've never been. So I think it's an interesting word, and I feel like
it can also be your very private own.
That's exactly. And so, you know, not to go, I don't want a bunch of my own private Idahos, but but the idea of like place. So if people are so inspired by that, or, you know, I do believe I have a couple of people working on a some sort of parody Idaho potato song, fine with me. And so, you know, Jackie's describing it as a cabaret and all this beautiful stuff, and I'm a little weird. So for me, I described it as, I want it to be a combination of Night Flight, The Muppet Show, and public access TV. So I didn't want like a Gen X variety show.
Right.
And if you think about the, you know, some of the, when theater really became popular for the masses was usually through these kind of variety shows or vaudeville type shows where everyone had an act. Everyone had something special to mm-hmm. say, something mm-hmm. they wanted to try out or show. And it really brought us together as a nation, you know, because here you've got like Yiddish comics with like jugglers, with, you know, all this
right.
stuff, with singers. And so in that idea, keeping energy of going, just doing something, you know, we were supposed to be doing a play during this time, and that just was not going to happen. And
right.
so you pivot and you try and see, what do you think would be fun out there? So between those of us that have sent out the ask, we have such a varied set of artists and creative peoples. So I would really love it if somebody was like, here's how I frost cupcakes, or, you know, or,
right.
I mean, what if Alita Miles could come on and like sing a song she wrote about something? I mean, you know, like there's so much fun stuff. And a little bit of absurdity and surrealism right now is just not that far. So let's lean into it a little bit.
right. We have no choice because it's a pretty surreal, absurdist world we live in right now.
Absolutely.
So how is the sausage going to be made? Do you want, are the artists doing it at various, wherever they are, or do you want them to, are they coming to the theater and you're just kind of minimal bones videoing them, or?
So we have options, and I don't want it to feel like we always joke about the menu at Cheesecake Factory, but we have options. So if somebody is in town and they wrote a piece, a little bit, maybe more of a traditional kind of a theater thing, then they have the option of the first thing we're going to do is do like a video meet with everybody we choose. So basically send in an abstract. Hey, I want Amanda Cards is already, just from the sentence she sent us, I was like, yes, that's amazing. Yes. So, so we want people to send us in an abstract, and then we're going to put them all together. And then when we pick the people we want, or that we think this is, you know, the project for them, we'll offer to work with them, just hear them out, you know, whatever they need. If somebody wants to come in and tape it at the barbershop, we'll make sure that there are two other people in masks, you know, 6 feet away, But if people want to tape it at home, then you've also got some set of eyes to say, okay, so can you put your camera here a little bit more? What is this setting? Like, can we play with setting? What can we do in this medium and keep it interesting? But I want to keep it a little weird too. So I'm going to MC, and I don't know what that means. And what that means to me, because I like organic process a lot, which I know drives some people very crazy, and I totally understand. But I like organic process because I want there to be like room for other people in the art. Mm-hmm. And so I figure people are going to come and we're going to see what's inspiring or interesting or weird or just daring. We have a modern dancer who already has applied, and I think that's going to be fascinating. Mm-hmm. So I think we work where they want to be, John, to answer that question. Like, are they going to be, you know, we have some people from Chicago who are maybe going to, well, obviously they can't come down here and tape it. So what do we work with? Right. How do we create uniqueness and a through line? So I think what I'm going to do as MC is I'll probably be writing some stuff and doing some stuff, and I don't even know. It could get weird. But if I don't end up in an Elvira costume for it, just because she's like my favorite TV host of all time, her and Sven Gulli, if we don't do that, I just think that it's, I want it to have that feeling of clips of different kind of art that people can come together and watch. So the idea is that, you know, people will want to pay a little bit to see it on our YouTube channel. And once the artists start finishing their stuff and rolling in projects, we start to piece it together. Is there some sort of through line, or is it just like, I'm a weird Ed McMahon? And then we go through that and finalize all that. If some people want to do something live, I think they still can.
Okay.
My idea, just because I'm a bit of a technophobe, but I have so many friends who are like, we can do that. So I'm like, all right, well, somebody says we can. so my idea is that I would get pieces and like edit them together and then splice some stuff together, and it would see what goes there. And then it would just have like a live viewing.
Yeah.
And whatever money we collect, we're trying to pay Verge's rent for at least the next show, which was supposed to be in June. So if we can make that money, and then I would just love to divide everything. If we make enough, like if we make like the goal that we set, which I can't remember what it was, that's a Jackie question. But if we do the goal that we set, then anything above that, like let's just divide it equally among everybody who's participated. I mean, it might be $5, it might be $50. I don't know. Who knows?
Right.
So
how long are you in the process? Are you still taking applications for things? And how does one do that? How does one get their stuff to you to be adjudicated?
Absolutely. So again, you don't necessarily need to have anything more than an abstract. Anything more than an idea. So if you were to just write your abstract sentence, you know, for example, I want to do a piece about how my grandma's recipe for banana bread came from Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. You know, or you're just like, mention Idaho. So take that how you will. You put that in. If we're interested, or we're like trying to look at, you know, this person as an artist, and we pick that abstract, then we would start the whole work process. And then I'm thinking, you know, we first of all, again, we have flexibility. I mean, I would love the June 20th date that we set for broadcast. so basically, send us an abstract to vergetheaterinfo@gmail.com. And because I'm stubborn and an Anglophile, it is theater is spelled theater info@gmail.com. And give us your abstract. I'm serious. Like, we could get Andy Warhol weird up in here. If we could get, I've got a couple of people who take, you know, great photos. Like, you know, what if I could make that my background?
Mm.
You know, and I don't know. And I love that I don't know-ness. I know, right. It makes other people nervous, but I feel a little like that character in, Jeffrey Rush? in Shakespeare in Love, where it's like, how is this going to happen? I don't know.
Right.
So
we'll see.
Yeah, and a little levity for. I mean, we're in the middle of a fucking plague. It's serious.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the middle of a presidential election. It's serious. So looking back to when other countries sort of experienced stuff like this, you know, what did art do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we provided outlets and we banded together. And sometimes, you know, like the absurdists after World War One and World War Two, you know, you just got to say, look, sometimes it doesn't make any sense and words have no meaning. And
right.
But we still try and talk about being a human being right now, you know.
Right. Cool. Yeah. So give me that, because we're almost up against our limit here. Okay. So give me the voicemail. Give me the email address and stuff again.
It's vergetheaterinfo@gmail.com.
And theater spelled E-R.
Spelled E-R, much to the chagrin of a few of my friends. Yeah. Please. Please submit, honestly. No, and the thing is like, this is also like, we don't expect perfection. We want a work in progress. Now, that being said, you have something in your back pocket that you've been trying to shuffle around to different films, you know, things or whatever else. Yeah, man, throw it out. Let's see. I don't want to say no. I want to say yes. So don't be afraid to do that. Yeah.
Cool. And I'll have links to this in the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Well, thanks, Nettie.
John. If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
All right, so that is it. I'd like to thank Nettie Kraft for stopping by today via Zoom. Again, this is the first time we've used Zoom for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, so here's to a new, I guess. Anyway, thanks for her stopping by and chatting what Verge Theater Company has coming up for the summer. There's still time to get your ideas in to be part of it. Again, that information we talked about will be shown on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter @inexplicableds, @I, inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, we may have a little something from what we've been doing otherwise on Zoom with another group of radio reenactors and doing some fun projects with them. So we'll get into all that kind of stuff next week. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality WAV files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's MAGNATUNE. Magnitude. We are not evil.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your face, including mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay at home and away from other sick people except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Alternative Media.